Good morning. This is WISN, the remodeling show. I'm Paul Kronforst. We are live in studio with Callan. Callan Construction, over the years on this program, I got to say, Christopher Whitman, by the way, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you live in studio here at WISN. One of the longest running guests on this show. I go back, 30 years now.
Yeah.
It started as a half hour show. Spencer wasn't around back then. Spencer wasn't born back then.
He wasn't born back then. Yeah.
No, I think he was like four. We had the WISA Home Electronic Show. It was an acronym for a local group of electronic guys. And that was a half hour. Then this was a half hour. And eventually the demand by contractors, guys like Callan, Tom Callan, Phil Callan, saying to me, we want to be on more. Well, it became an hour. Now it's a two-hour show. And it's stronger than ever just because I think out there in the world of consumers, you guys are busy, Christopher. People haven't stopped remodeling. If anything, things have maybe picked up during COVID, which I find odd.
Yeah, we're still swamped. It's still crazy. And, you know, at the home show a few weeks ago, it seemed that that was still going on, that a lot of companies were still 4 to 6 months out with their projects and, everything. I mean, concrete, is out till, summer and a lot of things still going on like that. So, yeah, if you're still interested in getting those projects going, now's the time to act and check into it.
Part of that is that supply chain issue, right, Christopher?
It is, yeah. And I know a lot of those manufacturers are still trying to, get back to where they were a couple of years ago and materials. I mean, it's just kind of that ripple effect, doors and windows. I mean, they have the majority of the pieces and parts, but then they may have a vendor that's still supplying the aluminum or maybe something other, some other pieces. And if they can't get it, if there's a shortage on it or something, yeah, that just still delays.
Well, that's a great point. If you look behind the scenes, it's not just a window that's going in or a door or whatever you're doing. We'll talk about what Callan all does, which is like everything, kitchen, bathroom, remodeling. You are the exterior guy.
Correct.
What's your title, Christopher?
Senior sales representative. Last year became a master certified remodeler through NARI.
Oh, you took the test?
I did. I took the test and passed, and there we go.
There's CR, certified remodeler, which I'm told is an intense test. To pass it and get the designation, it means a lot. This is one level up.
It is, yeah. So this is MCR, or Master Certified Remodeler, and actually in order to get to that, I had to also take another course of my choice. I could have taken something in the kitchen and bathroom remodeling or something to do with project management or there's a few other ones, and I thought, the project management is probably the closest thing to what would benefit me, and so I took that, and that was about an 8-week course. Went through that and then qualified for MCR. So I have initials after my name, which is great. It's not PhD or MD or anything like that, but hey, I got initials after my name, kind of, sort of.
It's a big deal. Know what I respect there, Christopher? You don't just settle in and go, I've got this job, I'm in sales, I'm at Callan, and that's all I need, right? Continued education. And most people that are successful in their careers, I think, do that. A lot of investment guys on our program, there's so many certified financial planners, CFP, but then they can go the next level. It's continued education, which helps them out. It's almost like, okay, are you getting your bachelor's degree? Now are you going to continue and get your master's? All of that helps you out personally, professionally. Obviously, it helps Callan out as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. To have that many people. I mean, Paulette, also got her certifications. We actually had one of our project managers. She recently received her certified remodeling project manager status as well. That definitely helps the company. It helps those individuals. I mean, it shows how much experience that companies like us have in our staff like that. And I think, too, that Callan's just a great company that people want to put forth that effort and get those certifications and accreditations because they like what they do and they like what, who they're doing that for.
35 years now, 35 plus years of Callan. It celebrated your anniversary, I think, last year.
Yeah, we're going on 36 in April.
And that, so you're getting an experienced company, generational, you know, the, maybe the kids of customers or customers like myself that go to Callan and go, gosh, that was really good. You get a, did a great job on the that window project. Maybe it was two windows. Can you come back for that bay window? Can you put in my patio doors? And I've been involved with Callan projects now for many, many years, Christopher, and they've all been excellent, just enhancing the value of my house. I also mentioned that aspect of it, right? Your resale value. However, I did it for myself. I'm not doing it for the next owner. I remodeled for us. And everybody's different. What if somebody comes to you, Christopher, and they go, you know, our windows aren't the best. We're going to sell our house and put it on the market. To do so, we know we've got to replace at least two windows. Do I go with the Cadillac of windows or I just go with a lower grade to sell it?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we do have a lot of clients that are thinking that route. And so I give them that option. I say, well, you can definitely put that lower end, lower cost window in there just to make it look nice and solve the issues that you're having with it. But number one, you don't know how long you're going to be in that house. You know, number two, I think nowadays, the way that the market is, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, there's still going to be some people out there that are going to be pretty picky as to what they want to see and you know what's out there and everything as well, especially for the price that they're paying. And I think that people are going to be able to see that. They're going to kind of pick up on that now.
If you're spending $450,000 on a home, for example, you will look at every window. You should. I do.
It's kind of gotten to that point, you know, that you definitely want to be aware of that. You know, to me, I always kind of think ahead, not so much for the next homeowner, but I'm thinking myself, you know, okay, what's going to happen when I actually do sell that home? That, you know, what's going to be found? What's going to be seen? You know, or am I going to have any issues with it? I mean, it's kind of a, I don't want to call it a headache, but let's just call it a process that, you know, when you are selling a home, there is a process. You have the prospective buyers coming in to take a look at it, and you have these people looking around, and you're not there while they're doing that.
And the buyer will have a home inspection done at some point.
Correct.
Sellers can also get a pre-inspection and have that report. That's the world of real estate. That's the way it works.
So before I came to Callan, I had a quick little thing of home inspection. I was a home inspector for a very short period of time. I was, you know, accredited with that and everything. And I did have an opportunity to take a look at, you know, just a couple homes. And yeah, I mean, you pick up on these things. And then to maybe kind of put in a report that, hey, this is wrong, that's wrong. And then all of a sudden the homeowner says, well, gosh, I just replaced that a year ago. Well, yeah, but it's not right. I mean, there's some deficiencies.
Just because it's new doesn't mean that it could be installed improperly.
Yeah, for sure.
When installing a window is not there's definitely a reason why they call it the skilled trades. It's a skill. You train your employees on, for example, the infinity window, which you put in my house. Great window. Fiberglass. Notice my coffee mug. 8 times stronger Yeti mug. Check it out online. It's a website, 8timesstronger.com. It's all about fiberglass.
It is, yeah. We've had tremendous success with Marvin's fiberglass products. You know, we have experience with a lot of vinyl products out there and a lot of wood windows as well through the years. And, you know, now going on our 36th anniversary coming up in a couple months, you know, we like to make it that the Infinity product is really the only product that we want to really lead in with because of the success that we've had with it, the success that our clients have had with it, just our ongoing relationship with Marvin as well. And, you know, plus too, that there's some nuances involved in the installation of it. And Marvin's there when we have maybe some little challenges with a certain house. You know, now we're actually working on some of these quote-unquote newer houses, and I'm talking about the ones that were built in the 1990s and early 2000s.
Sure, like 20 years old or so.
Yeah.
But the windows have failed.
Right, and those are different now. And so there's some challenges along the way that we have to overcome with maybe whatever type of wall surface is on the outside of that house. And so, you know, Marvin's there for us and helping us with that. But, you know, then again, our carpenters, they have so much experience with these installations and the methods that need to be used to install the products correctly, that, you know, I have the utmost confidence in those guys.
Yeah, your crews. I mean, first off, Callan does, and if we just back up a bit, I mentioned kitchen and bath remodeling. You talked about Paulette, one of the talented designers, many designers that work on the interior. Then Callan steps outside and puts in windows and doors, patio doors. And in my case, I did all Infinity by Marvin. Do you have other brands? Do you steer people toward Infinity? What if somebody says, I just don't want that. I want another window. I mean,
it was probably about 5 years ago that we absolutely said no to vinyl products. You know, we've worked with a lot of different vinyl window companies. All of them are good, Paul. I mean, all window companies are good. All windows out there are energy efficient. So let's kind of get that out of the way. But, you know, when it came to warranty services, anything like that, you know, that's where we kind of saw that issues with some of those vinyl companies. And we said, you know what? We don't want to provide this to our clients. We don't want them to have these types of products out in the field like that. You know, we don't want that negative feedback based on, you know, what we did for them. So we'd rather provide a product that we know and we're confident with that our clients are going to benefit from. You know, wood windows, yeah, we could still do some wood windows. You know, but a lot of people are replacing their wood windows because of degradation and moisture and maintenance and things like that.
And wood moves, right?
It does.
Expands. And if it gets wet, people know what happens to wood when it gets wet.
Well,
it's not a good thing.
It's not. You know, a lot of these newer homes, too, and again, I'm talking newer being 25 to 30 years, you know, they were built with the tall ceilings and open concepts, twice as many windows on the outside perimeter of the house. You're going to have a lot more condensation, a lot more moisture on those windows. And, you know, with that said, that's where the fiberglass comes into play. But because even if you can't conquer the whole moisture situation and why you have higher humidity levels in the house, we can at least provide a window that will help with that and not have any issues and degradation. You can still have that wood look appearance as well.
Call Callen.com is your website, Christopher, C-A-L-L, and Callen is C-A-L-L-E-N. So check out callen.com. There's two showrooms in the Milwaukee area. One's in Muskego, 131st and Janesville Road, and the other one is more toward the Brookfield and Capitol Drive intersection. That's in Ascendex Town Center, and that is more the exterior product, the patio doors, where you can touch and feel and see the product. Your main showroom, though, the one in Muskego, is fantastic, and that's where you see kitchen displays and vignettes and cabinets and everything. Conference rooms, the offices, I think that's your kind of administrative headquarters.
It really is, yeah. You know, I always tell people a kind of little story of when we expanded on that showroom back in, I think we broke ground in 2005 and completed early 2006 and just added in a lot more bathroom and kitchen concepts. And, you know, we had the exterior walls in there to show the siding and roofing and windows and all that stuff. So, yeah, great place to come
and
take
a
look at it.
A cutout of a home, the wall system. It's kind of cool to see, you know, how everything is done. You mentioned condensation. And after the break, I know you want to get into details and tell listeners, sometimes doesn't mean you need a new window. Maybe it does. But how does condensation happen? Why is it on your window? Should it be on the window? And should you be concerned? Do you need a new window? Also, if you've got questions, you mentioned that show a few weeks ago. I think that was the MBA show. Let's see, what's the date today here? I got to get my bearings straight, Christopher.
Today's seems like the 5th.
Okay, so the NARI show starts in 2 weekends. Yes.
The 19th?
Exactly. So it starts Friday the 18th, 19th, and 20th. It is the spring home improvement show, the big one of the two that NARI puts on, National Association of the Remodeling Industry. It's at State Fair Park. And we're going to have the opportunity for you to get a pair of tickets to that show. It's a good show. A lot of landscaping stuff will be on display. I think Callen will be there as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we typically have two booths at those shows. We have one for the exterior that shows all the windows and patio doors, and we have our interior that shows the kitchen and bathroom. So, yeah, we're definitely out there.
And the products on display, you can touch and feel these windows. You can talk about them. You can look at them. What's the difference? You know, you're going to see a lot of other windows, too. There's a lot of companies, and that's cool because it's all under one roof, all in one day. You get to visit this NARI show. Again, after the break, I'll give you details on how to get those tickets. It's going to be you calling into the show. So get your phones out. Get ready. You can text us. You can call us. Same number. Acunet Mortgage talk and text number is open at 414-799-1130. If you have any question for Christopher about these products, as we talk about windows and doors, or how long until I get the Callen guys over with this supply chain issue, we've been very candid and open and transparent on the show about the things that you might have to deal with. And it's not just remodeling. It's Christopher. It's everything in life now. When that storm, we got lucky again. We missed that big storm this week.
Yeah, I was actually talking to somebody in Michigan yesterday, and she says, oh, yeah, we got walloped.
Oklahoma City. I just remember this scene on Fox News. Oklahoma City and their stores, and there were just no groceries left, none. You know, and it depends where you are, but if you're not used to snow, like when Atlanta gets 2 inches, they shut down that city. So people were buying stuff off the shelves. That's not necessarily a supply chain issue, but there are issues out there, and you need to know about them. So we'll talk about that throughout the program today. Again, your questions are welcome. We'll come right back with a quick break. We've got weather details for the weekend. Pretty cold out right now. Let me get your accurate WISN current temperature here in New Berlin, Wisconsin. It doesn't seem that cold to me, but it's one. One above. It didn't seem like that walking in here.
Feels like Antarctica.
And I slid by the driveway again, Spencer. He was right behind me. Spencer's in his Jeep. I'm in my new Audi. Something's up. Either I got the wrong setting on, but I take it
off the sport mode, I think.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm messing around with it. I got to go back to International Autos. I love the car, but I'm all over the road on that thing, and it's all-wheel drive. I should not be all over the road.
Audis are awesome in the snow. We just got an SUV, and they're awesome in the snow.
Oh, the Q Series?
Yeah.
Well, what am I doing wrong?
I don't know. Yeah, you get in sport mode.
799-1130 if you want to comment on the Audi. What's Paul doing wrong? Because my anti-lock clicked. I went right by the driveway, and not kind of all the way by it, but I kind of turned in. Anyway, enough on the car stuff. We'll break, and we'll come right back. WISN's Remodeling Show. We are live with Christopher Whitman from Callen. Your questions are welcome after this break. Oh, man. I'm supposed to take the 7:30 weather break in like 2 minutes. This isn't good timing on my end. Here's what we're going to do. Let's open up these lines and give these Nary tickets away right now to callers that come on the air and talk to Callen with Christopher Whitman. Callen Construction, Callen, call Callen. The website will explain more. Just go to callcallen.com. But any question that you have, mainly windows, I think we're going to talk about doors today, Christopher. The installation process. If you got questions about the timing, all right, Christopher said, get on this now. What is it today? February 5th. It's February 5th. If I call you right now and order, let's say I stop by and I pick out some windows and we get these Marvin windows ordered today, roughly, I know you can't say exactly, how long roughly until they're installed?
Summertime, June, July, probably.
It's not as bad as I thought.
It's not. Yeah, we factor about 4 or 5 months now.
Okay, and that's installed.
It is, yeah.
So that's in. Maybe the supply chain's not as bad for some products as it is for others.
Well, you know, I mean, we're getting caught up a bit. You know, we've hired more carpenters through the last couple of years, so that helps. And in addition to that, Marvin as well has been improving on their lead times as well. I mean, they're still about 8 to 10 weeks out, you know, with products, but that's better than what it was.
And you, everything we talk about on the show, your crews install. The skill is amazing. I know you pride yourself on those guys too. They go through that training.
We get the reviews in. We get the guild quality reviews and the surveys and everything like that. And yeah, almost always, you know, people rave about the carpenters and the installation and the project management and everything too. I mean, every once in a while they talk about how great the salesperson was, but you know, I got to hand it to the carpenters. I mean, they're really the ones that make us shine.
I do. I follow up with companies. When I make a big purchase, like a car or something, you get that survey emailed to you. How was your sales guy? I'm totally candid. I had a great experience with my Audi when I bought it. We were talking about cars on the commercial break. It's a tough time right now because the lots are empty. Christopher, there's not much out there.
It's a challenge. I mean, they still seem to be doing really well. You know, we have a friend in the family that's in the car business too, and you know, he's still doing really well too. So
Maybe it's just too well, right? Because, I mean, they're waiting on these chips and these new vehicles are made. They just don't have the computer chips for them. Some of these are going to, you're going to get some deals on them, I think, in 2022.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it'll be good. It'll come around again.
So I mentioned these Nary tickets. You're going to be at that show. Callen will have a booth. It's 2 weeks from this weekend at State Fair Park. It starts on Friday the 18th and then a 3-day run. If you want 2 tickets, call the show right now. Then we'll come back after the weather break here. Quick forecast break at the bottom of the hour. And use the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line to reach us. 414-799-1130. 11:30. We'll be right back on News Talk 11:30 WISM. I'm Paul Kronforst. The remodeling show is live in studio. Christopher Whitman, my guest from Callan, and we're on till 8 o'clock. We'll be right back. Back on WISN, we are joined by Callan in studio, Christopher Whitman. I mentioned that NARI show is 2 weeks away. We have offered every caller, if you've got a question, not a texter, but actually call us on the Accunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Now, you can text us a question, we'll answer them. But if you call 799-1130 on that line, you'll get two tickets. It's a great show. I mean, it's the big one, and it'll get you in the spring spirit. I'm already optimistic, Christopher. I think we're not over the hump, but it's been a mild winter regarding snowfall. It's been cold, though. Like right now, it's 2 above. You've been getting calls on condensation on windows, patio doors, things like that. We want to get into this. First off, talk about condensation. What do you tell your customers?
So condensation inside the house, and specifically on the windows themselves, it's caused by, you know, first off, obviously you have your outside temperature. So if we're talking, you know, 10 degrees, 5, you know, 0, minus, you know, 0, whatever. So you have the glass temperature on the outside. Then you have your heat and your relative humidity on the inside. So the heat and the cold, you know, you have this situation where all of a sudden it forms, you know, it gets that dew point. And it's not just necessarily the humidity inside your house. I mean, a lot of houses right now are probably, you know, maybe around 20 to 30% humidity, which is pretty decent. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of homes that we go into that they're above the 30, 35, even. I was in a house one time. It was a 50% humidity inside the house in the dead of winter, and that's huge. That's very high.
That's high for especially winter where it's so dry right now. You can just feel it, right? Your skin and everything else. The air inside the house is dry in winter.
Right. And people will tell you that, well, you want your humidity up inside the house in the wintertime for health, to alleviate dry skin. And also if you have a lot of wood flooring and things like that in your home, mm-hmm. you want to make sure it's like that. However, understand, though, that can have an adverse effect on what happens on the windows and your doors, that you can actually have that condensation that typically will sit on the bottom of the window. It's a typical situation. You open up, in the morning, you wake up, you open up your shades. All of a sudden, boom, you see that condensation, or even in some cases, a little bit of ice formation on the bottom of those windows.
On the inside.
On the inside.
Which is, so people get alarmed, right? This is science. It's just science.
It is. And what's happening is, again, you know, that we have these little microclimates in around our houses. And so, you know, those high humidity areas typically are going to be your bathrooms, kitchens. You know, so you have your bathrooms from your showers and, you know, toilet and things like that. You have your kitchens that if you're cooking a lot or you just have the dishwasher running, things like that.
Oh, the steam coming out. What if you're boiling water?
Exactly, yeah. You
got four people breathing, a dog in the house. That's all producing all of that.
All of that. You know, bedrooms too. You know, a lot of people kind of, you know, we form condensation when we are in the bedrooms. Yes, laugh all you want.
As I'm snoring, I'm thinking of, you know.
An open mouth breather, you know. Yeah, exactly.
So I get the kick middle of the night. Dawn just, you know, she jabs me.
Yeah.
Hey, you're snoring. I go, well, don't wake me up.
I woke up with a black eye. What? How'd that happen?
It's been an issue in our marriage.
I was dreaming.
not a bad issue, just something we laugh about.
Yeah.
So but think about it. 8 hours sleeping in a bedroom, two people. Yes, you're breathing out all of that, and you might wake up in a winter day and see that steam on a window, that foggy, and then I guess it could turn to condensation, and if it's cold enough, it could freeze, and you're freaked out. These are new windows.
Correct, yeah. And that's where a lot of people get freaked out, is more so with new windows. Now, yes, new windows, and based on today's technology with the you know, two panes of glass, you know, the low E coating, the argon gas, all this other stuff, yes, that is going to definitely help with the issues. I mean, it's going to raise the temperature of the glass a little higher, which will reduce the time that you actually have that condensation on the inside. So that, you know, in a lot of cases, you know, we've actually been able to eliminate any type of condensation on the inside just with new windows. However, Science doesn't care that you have new windows. Science is science. It doesn't care how much you spent on the windows.
It doesn't know the name brand.
Right. You may still see condensation on the inside of glass, and that's all based on the relative humidity inside the house or inside those spaces, not the, just a general humidity. And I'm saying that because a lot of people have like a humidistat that shows like, well, I got, you know, 22% humidity in the house.
Oh, yeah, we get one of those.
So, you know, it's like, yes, that is correct. However, if you go to this space here with this window or if you go to this space with this window, that humidity may be a little higher, and that's exactly why they call it relative humidity.
So
it's relative to
this happens
the area.
More in winter, right, Christopher?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your advice then? It's not necessarily the window not functioning properly. It's the issue of the indoor climate. So do you adjust things inside?
You adjust it based on what's realistic, you know. So, I mean, you know, still please shower, you know, shower in the mornings or in the evenings. You know, still please do that. Keep you on with your cooking and all that stuff.
We have to eat, right?
Exactly. You know, you have to do all that stuff.
Don't stop breathing.
Right. You know, what you have to do, though, is that, you know, you may have to make some minor adjustments in, you know, what's going on. First of all, very first thing is check to see if your heating and venting system has an April air type of system on
which
there.
Which adds humidity to the air.
Right. Right now, mine's cranked up. Mine's, you know, cranked up past, I think, you know, 35%. Maybe it's even up to 40%. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I am going to have 40 or 45% humidity inside the home. Because it's just helping with that, and it's adding humidity into that. So you want to check for that and make sure it's not, you know, cranked up too much. Second thing is that you may want to run some fans in around those areas that you do get that condensation on the glass, you know, such as the bathrooms. You know, if you're showering, I mean, hopefully you have a bathroom fan, so keep that on, but keep it on longer than you think. You know, I mean, a lot of times people will shut the fan off after they're done in the bathroom. You still may have some condensation lurking around the area.
I mean, look at your mirror in the bathroom, right? Is it all fogged up? Is that fan working properly? Look closely. Do you see a bunch of dust bunnies and lint? Is it clean? Where does it vent? I know this is a separate issue, but a lot are just vent into the attic.
Yeah, unfortunately, they do. Yeah, they need to vent out into the atmosphere, you know, either out through the roof or out through that soffit, you know, any way to get it outside of the house like that. You don't want that remaining inside the house. So, yeah, check to make sure it's vented out like that.
I've said this over the years many times, but I saw it on TV, and it was a simple, they call it the toilet paper test. One piece of toilet paper, square, and you turn your ceiling exhaust fan on and just put it about an inch away. It should not suck it in. It's not going to, but it should gently pull it up. And if it doesn't stay up there, it's not working.
Well, you know, check those vents. I mean, check those little louvers in there. I mean, sometimes, you know, they're dirty. I mean, you know, when was the last time we looked up and looked at that? You know,
it's like the dryer vent from our dryer that vents outside. Firefighters will say it's one of the biggest causes of house fires.
It can be. Yeah. You know, definitely you need to maintain those. I mean, it's not a, you know, every month thing, but just, yeah, I mean, just get up there with the vacuum cleaner and just kind of, you know, unload the dust there and just kind of double check that. So, but, you know, now understand that, again, we talked about condensation on, you know, new windows. Like I said, you can still get it on new windows. Let's talk about old windows, you know, your wood windows. And I think that that's really where a lot of people like the fiberglass is because, let's just say you have a house that was built in the 80s or 90s, even early 2000. You have some of these wood windows, and you know, I can say the name brands out there, but doesn't matter. You know, that you see that degradation, you see the surface, the staining that is turning black now, and you have the wood rot and everything like that.
Well, as far as name brands, I don't care what the name brand is. It doesn't mean it's really necessarily a bad window. I think this is your point, but it's wood. Wood is wood.
Correct. Yeah. You know, and again, keep in mind that a lot of these companies were building a lot of these wood windows back then, and the wood that was being used was the young growth material. Just wasn't very a high quality product. They worked for a number of years, but you know, pretty soon a lot of issues started to set into that. So, having said that, you know, that's where we see it the most is with the wood windows. Yes, there are solutions out there. You know, you could go the way of vinyl. You know, vinyl is going to not have an organic material that's going to break down and you know, cause issues and everything like that. However, there's a lot of other issues that vinyl has, you know, the expansion, contraction, and the warping, and the movement, and, you know, just the breakdown performance, and the haziness in the glass that it gets, you know, if that seal, you know, breaks in there and things like that. So that's one alternative. You know, and Marvin manufactures the Infinity product, which is a full fiberglass product. And so what that is, like you say, 8 times stronger than vinyl. It's 3 to 4 times stronger than a wood or a wood vinyl composite product. And you can get the look of a real wood window on the inside. You know, they have a material on the inside called Everwood, which is a stainable material. So we can replicate the look of that real wood window. And let's just say that if you do have condensation on the inside of that glass, that's not going to ruin the finish of that Everwood. You're not going to have the breakdown of any type of organic material. You know what? If you want to wipe it down, that's fine. But understand that with that fiberglass, you don't have to worry about any moisture setting into that.
So the bottom line, this condensation topic is something you came in today with a plan to talk about because you've been getting calls, right?
We have.
And you wanted to be open and transparent and say it's not always the window. So that's the good news. You may not need a new window. Or maybe you got new windows 2 years ago and thinking this shouldn't be happening.
Correct, yeah. And we're going to stop out. You know, we'll still help. You know, if you're you know, concerned about that, we actually have articles. And in fact, if you go onto our website, callcallen.com, we have information on there related to condensation, why it's happening, how to reduce it. I can't say eliminate it, but you can at least reduce it. And at least kind of help you. In fact, some of these articles are actually from other window companies that are out there that you know get these same calls, and we experience this as well. So it's not just a particular product or a brand name that's causing this. It's, again, it's just science, and that's what's happening in the house.
Can condensation happen on any type of window? You guys install all types. Again, the double hung window, those that go up and down. Casement windows, they crank out. Bay and bow windows. How about patio doors? It's glass, so it can happen on any of the above, right?
For sure, yeah. You know, again, if that window or that door is in an area where the relative humidity is high, yes, it will form some condensation on there, more so than others. I've gone into houses where you go into a living room or family room, and it's dry. It's looking really nice. But then, like I said, you go into some of those other rooms, and they have a lot of condensation. Well, yeah, the relative humidity is higher in those areas.
Yeah, so that's a good point. Does it help if it's like facing south? Our back of our house faces directly south, and it gets a lot of sunlight. Would that make a difference?
It helps in a sense that it may dry faster. You know, once the sun comes in and does that, yeah, it may dry faster. But condensation is not going to not happen just based on the area that it's facing. It's just based on what the levels are and you know, what's going on in that particular area of the house.
A little sidebar, not necessarily a condensation question, but Christopher, these door socks, now that we're into some very cold weather, the dead of winter, literally, right? February, early February, people feel a draft under their front door. They put a blanket or they put something else, or just that's not helping anything. It's not fixing anything. It's just getting you through the winter. There's a problem.
There is, yeah. You know, a lot of times, you know, I mean, I remember growing up in a house that we had a lot of wood doors and wood windows and everything, and that we'd have that sock or like that big snake that kind of just sat, you know.
Yeah, they sell them. And then, you know, if it gets a little frost, they actually stick to the door. You ever like peel them off?
Yeah, I've seen that. And unfortunately, you know, that's just a temporary thing, but it's not the be-all, the end-all. I mean, obviously, something's happening with that door that the seal isn't working, or, you know, if it's a wood door, it's kind of probably shrunk, you know, through the years. Wood products have a life, and that is the reason that a lot of these companies are manufacturing fiberglass. You get some of the entry door manufacturers that are doing fiberglass and steel doors. It's definitely something that's going to last a lot longer and improve on those performance measures.
So we have to sneak in our last break here real quickly, Christopher, but everything we talk about today, and it all makes sense why you get condensation. If you've got a drafty house, this morning, for instance, I woke up. We have a lot of glass in our house. They're all Marvin Infinity windows, all installed by Callen. Our home is so tight. And that's a good thing. New homes are built tighter than ever with the house wrap, the way and we want that, right? We want the house to breathe, though, as well. So How does that happen?
So, yes, you know, I remember years ago, everybody talked about, you know, houses were built too tight, you know, and that's a problem. It's like, well, it can be a problem, but, you know, a lot of with the newer materials and the doors and the windows and everything, yes, you want that to be tight, but you want to be able to move that air around properly. And so, you know, a lot of builders now are putting in other type of systems that are, you know, work either with or without the current HVAC systems.
Like air exchangers.
Yeah, air exchangers, heat recovery ventilation systems that, you know, they move that air around, and that is what reduces that condensation inside the house, but still keeps it at a fair level and healthy level. And so, you know, keep in mind that, you know, you do new windows and doors and new insulation and things like that. Yeah, that really buttons up the house. But sometimes you have to do something somewhere else in the house to kind of balance that out.
Yeah. Is this wrong that every now and then, if it's up 30, even 25 degrees, it's sunny out, it's nice, I will just open up the patio door a little bit and let fresh air in?
Oh, for sure.
I love that.
Yeah, all you have to do is just crack it open, you know, crack open one door, crack open another window at the other end, yeah, or maybe upstairs. Yeah, just bring in just some fresh air.
And close them after a little while. It smells good in the house. It's nice to get fresh air in. Sometimes we're buttoned up a little bit too tight.
Yeah, that's, and,
you know, and now germs and sickness and, you know, you get into the whole COVID thing. I just go around the house and I open up these windows, and it's actually, we've gone some nights, last night was too cold, where we open the window a little bit in the bedroom, too, to let cool air in.
That helps.
Call me nuts, but yeah. I've had some people say, you're crazy. It's middle of winter. It's just a little bit, and I'm not cold at all. In fact, you're supposed to sleep in cooler temperatures.
Yes, and keep in mind, too, that, so you brought up a good thing, is that, you remember that heat chases cold. You know, we always think that the cold is coming into the house. The reality is that a lot of heat inside the house is chasing that cold, or those cold surfaces, or those cold outlets. And so it's actually the heat escaping in this case.
Yeah.
Nobody ever thinks about this in the summertime. You know, nobody ever complains about condensation on the outside of the glass.
We don't talk about it, you're right.
Yeah, and because it's summertime, you know, heck, you know, bring it on. But in the wintertime, yeah, that's when we really feel it.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm glad we talked about this. And again, you've been getting calls at Callen. I'm sure people listening, yeah, we've seen some condensation. Stop by that Nary show. Callen will be there in 2 weeks. They've also got two showrooms locally. Christopher Whitman is our guest. And not just windows and doors, of course, kitchen and bathroom remodeling, award-winning projects with a lot of great photos, great pictures. It's all at callcallen.com. And if you'd like to call Callen, pick up your phone. The number is 414-529-5509. 529-5509 for Callen. We'll be right back on WISN's Remodeling Show. WISN's Remodeling Show, back with Callen. Christopher Whitman, my guest, as we wrap up hour number one of the Remodeling Show. It's a two-hour program. Christopher, Callen's got two showrooms. They're both open today. The hours are 9 to 2, and you're kind of got that portable showroom where you take the show on the road in 2 weeks at the Nary show.
Yeah, for sure.
So we can see the products either in the showroom or go to the Nary show. Let's talk about these showrooms. We'll start with a biggie.
Yeah, Muskego, 131st and Janesville Road. There you're going to see all the Infinity from Marvin fiberglass windows. We got, you know, a couple patio doors there. We got the casement and double hung windows, the gliders, you know, so you see everything about Infinity from Marvin at the Muskego location.
And my favorite kitchen in the back.
Oh, I know. The white kitchen is
with
huge.
With a skylight, yeah. Big cabinet. I mean, remember, Callen does kitchen and bathroom modeling, so you'll see cabinets, countertops, everything.
All of the kitchen and bathroom concepts that we have. You know, we have a lot of, you know, traditional and transitional type of kitchens and bathroom designs, modern, contemporary as well. So, yeah, definitely a great place to stop by and take a look. You know, we're not going to hound you. Stop in and, you know, just hang out there. Our location in Brookfield, specifically for the Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass products. We've just had such tremendous success with the product and a brand that we opened up a second showroom a number of years ago to exclusively show that product there. So again, you'll see the patio doors, all the windows. You know, you'll still see some areas of, you know, we still have a nice kitchen back there, and, you know, you'll see some other interior stuff. But
your fireplace in that showroom?
Not that one. That was the old one.
Oh, I actually remember that.
I know. I like that one.
That was a cool showroom. Well, they're all cool showrooms.
They are.
In the Cenex Town Center. Now, aren't you sandwiched between like a
North Star American Bistro and Massage Envy. So, yes, and across the street is Starbucks. So come by and
have a coffee, have a burger, and get a massage.
And look at windows.
And buy windows.
Buy windows.
Patio doors, everything's on display in that Senex Town Center. That showroom open today, 9 to 2. Both are open 9 to 2.
Yes.
And Monday through Friday as well.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And, yeah, stop in, you know, give a call ahead. And, yeah, everything is safe and healthy there and definitely a place to come in and feel comfortable with.
You can check everything out, including great pictures of all the award-winning kitchen and bath projects. Call Callan.com. Windows, of course, that we talked about. Doors, we didn't really talk much about doors. That's all part of what you guys do.
And yes, and I just want to point out, too, that if you're still not comfortable with coming into our showroom or you're still not comfortable with us coming out to your home, that's fine. We can always set up a virtual consultation and take it from there.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that virtual, so you're flexible in that regard. Here's the number to call Callan, 414-529-5509, or call Callan.com.
As well, you know, we could do it through